So our purpose here, partial purpose, is to sort of get some campout stories, maybe from the folks who we dragged down here. And I guess we can, you know, if anybody's got anything that stands out of their mind, it doesn't have to be from the most recent campout, although the memories being the freshest, it might be, you know, instructive. Is there anything, you know, but feel free to, you know, draw on stories from older, you know, the first couple of years. If anybody's got anything that they wanted to, you know, get out of their brain and onto tape, you know, we got it rolling. You know, if you want to quick jot down a note before you forget, I could probably start. I don't know.
We're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, well.
We tell everything.
Well, you don't have to tell everything. Working backwards, I'll start by, I mentioned how there's typically this porch stock jam that goes on after Pappy and Harriet's closes. Well, last night the porch stock wound up. Most of the people at the porch stock actually left. Johnny, you know, I thought Johnny was done. Everybody pretty much thought he was done, and most people wandered away, and there was just a few people kind of standing around. And I recorded last night's porch stock because I like to record stuff, and my stuff was still running. And then some Ryan Trask was goofing around on the guitar, and we were just kind of making a little, you know, not really even whole songs. You know, it wasn't really... You know, porch stock is super informal, you know. A lot of times, you know, you try to sing a song and it doesn't work, but it's just a fun sing-along anyway. And then Johnny Hickman just shows back up with his guitar and a big smile on his face and, you know, kind of starts working through, I guess, Dixie Chicken by Little Feat. And I was standing by him, and he's singing it, and I'm in the previous porch stocks that I've been to, I've been, you know, sort of in recording documentation mode where I'm more audience oriented. And the first night of this year's, I actually picked up some stringed instruments, which I'm not a very good string player, but I can play one string pretty good by ear. But going between the strings is really difficult for me because I'm a saxophone player and I'm only used to playing one note at a time. So the chords thing is just lost on me. But I actually participated in the first one a little, you know, just off to the side. I didn't really want to be, you know, anywhere near the focus of people's attention because I don't have any confidence in myself as a ukuleleist. I've never picked up a mandolin before, and that it instantly doubled the number of strings I could play on because, well, it's hard to avoid playing the other one. It's two strings. Well, look at a mandolin sometime, you'll see what I mean. So anyway, back to the third night, I wound up standing next to Johnny, and we're singing songs, and it sort of turned into the Morse Hickman duo. We did a bunch of tunes, and it was really wild, you know, just to have the opportunity to sing songs with Johnny Hickman and be in a sing-along duet, you know, with this guy who's sort of the focus in the camp out, you know, and in a lot of ways. I mean, Camper Van Beethoven is obviously a focus. Everybody's got a different focus, but Johnny's definitely, you know, not that there's stars at this thing other than what's up in the sky, but he's definitely one of the personalities that makes the thing tick. And certainly at the porch stocks, he's, I would say, the main attraction. And yeah, it was just like 5 or 10 people and everybody's singing along, and it was just a really cool treat for me and a really great wrap up. The thing this year, it went by so fast. I realized, like, during the Cracker set and during Jason Molina's set after Cracker, like, wow, I can't believe it's over. 3-day camp out. As this was supposed to be longer than last year, it just went by even faster. And it was just the porch stock is really nice because nobody really wants to leave. Nobody really wants to stop hearing this great music. So that's part of the draw of the porch stock is more. It's the super encore, you know, and just the fans getting to get close and oh, you want to pick up a stringed instrument and jam along with Johnny Hickman? Well, did you bring a stringed instrument? Well, can you borrow one?
Or a trombone.
Or a tambourine or, I don't know. You know, I think I would probably dread if everybody brought kazoos. But you know, that could be cool.
I
want
to do that.
Row, 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 row your boat on kazoos, like with 20 people jamming.